For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The seasonal movie, It's a Wonderful Life, includes the memorable line that every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. In the upside-down world of Poppygate, every time another pound of pure white heroin is produced in U.S.-occupied Afghanistan, another two Americans get their wings clipped by drug war scissors. Since the U.S. invasion in 2001, Afghan heroin production has soared dramatically to historically unprecedented levels, about a million pounds in each of the last 2 years. Despite intensification of the domestic drug war, the Bush administration's response to Afghan heroin production has been to wink and look away. Estimating that there are 14 hits of heroin in a gram, then last year alone, U.S.-occupied Afghanistan produced and sold over 6 billion individual doses to consumers throughout the world, including children in your neighborhood. 6 billion hits of heroin. Near the end of the movie, the main character, George Bailey, exclaims, "Isn't it wonderful? I'm going to jail." Here's hoping that 2006 brings our real world George B., a.k.a. the 6 billion hit man, to the same bizarre conclusion. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's corrupt cop stories for the Drug Truth Network. We usually tell you about a corrupt cop or a jail guard gone bad, but this week we have several cases of institutional corruption where either whole squads or entire departments are rotten. For example, in Berkeley, California, the police chief has ordered a criminal investigation into missing drugs after an internal audit found problems. The chief won't say what those problems are, but the local DA is warning of, quote, potential criminal violations, unquote. On the East Coast, in Baltimore, the police department is under siege after an entire Southwest Baltimore anti-drug unit has been shut down. Three officers are accused of raping a 22-year-old woman in the station house, then plying her with pot to keep her quiet. And when investigators in that case searched the squad room, they also found cocaine and marijuana in officers' lockers, as well as pornography, gambling equipment, and stolen guns. And in Pittsburgh, the Allegheny County Jail is short-staffed after 6 guards were arrested for drug sales this week. This comes after the arrest of 2 other guards for smuggling last year and the firing of 13 more in a sex-for-privilege scandal. There's more to each of these stories. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
There is no truth, justice, logic, scientific fact, medical data, no reason whatsoever for this drug war to continue. Please visit our website, inprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.